Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
We're a few weeks into fall now, and there certainly have been big changes in the bird scene. Most of our summer bird residents have migrated south, and it's much quieter in the woods and fields. So our thoughts now go to our bird feeders. Time to bring in the hummingbird feeder, put out some suet, and clean up under the feeders we've been using all summer. We're also gearing up for the Cornell Project Feeder Watch season, which begins November 8th. We found last year that we really enjoyed participating in this project. It was easy and fun and really gave us an incentive to spend time throughout our two feeder watch days noticing and recording the bird activity that we saw from our windows. It really helped us to pay attention to what was going on. More than 50,000 people have participated in Project Feeder Watch, and the information they report online provides a crucial resource to help scientists at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology track changes to bird populations across North America. People of all interests and skill levels are welcome to participate. There's an $18 fee that covers staff time and project kits, including a calendar and a bird ID poster. You can find out more about this program, which is fun to do with children too, online at www.projectfeederwatch.org.
Another fall activity to think about is making your yard and property more bird friendly. When the leaves fall and the insects vanish, birds turn to berries and other native fruits to get through the season. Planting native shrubs and trees is a great way to augment your bird feeders, and now is a good time to plant. Here's a summary of five top native berries for our northeast region. And remember that native plants also attract native insects and pollinators that are important to birds. Our first plant is the common elderberry. Its fruits are favored by many birds and are rich in carbohydrates and protein, which is important for migrating songbirds. It provides cover habitat for birds and other wildlife. Some of our region's birds that will eat the seeds and berries of the common elderberry are cedar waxwings, eastern bluebirds, brown thrashers, and pileated woodpeckers. Next, we have the common serviceberry. It produces berries early in the growing season when fruit availability is scarce. Berries are high in carbohydrates and protein. Its fruits are usually eaten as soon as they ripen by dozens of bird species. In addition to the birds mentioned before, the serviceberries are attractive to rose-breasted grosbeaks and gray catbirds. Then there's the silky dogwood. Its high-fat berries are an important food source for migratory and wintering birds. Some of these birds include hermit thrushes, eastern bluebirds, and ruffed grouse. Next, there's the southern arrowwood. Its fruits have a high fat, carbohydrate, and protein content, making them very valuable to migrating songbirds that need sustenance to complete their long journey, as well as to birds overwintering in areas where insects are not available. Robins will appreciate these berries, as well as cedar waxwings, northern mockingbird, and eastern bluebird. The southern arrowwood will also attract butterflies, moths, native bees, and bumblebees.
And our last plant is the spice bush. Its berries are packed with protein and fat. These nutritious fruits are consumed by many birds and are especially important, again, for migratory birds. Among these are the great crested flycatcher and the American robin. And in addition to bees, butterflies, and moths, you may attract eastern tiger swallowtail and spice bush swallowtail butterflies and the Promethea silk moth with the spice bush plant. Remember to plant like nature. A diversity of native plants yields a diversity of insects and more birds. Eliminate the use of pesticides. And here's a tip you'll appreciate. Stop cleaning up. Dead wood, fallen leaves, and spent perennials host countless organisms, so leave them in your ecological landscape. We hope you'll think about these ways to attract more birds to your property, and that you'll check out Project Feeder Watch. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.